Maybe it was yesterday, Hildy. Been seeing me in your dreams?
No, no, Mama doesn't dream about you anymore, Wally. You wouldn't know the old girl now.
Ah, yes, I would. I'd know you anytime, any place.
Anywhere.
Ah, you're repeating yourself, Walter. That's the speech you made the night you proposed.
Yeah, I know that you still remember it.
Of course I remember it. If I didn't remember it, I wouldn't have divorced you.
Yeah, so I wish you hadn't done that, Hildy.
Done what?
Divorce me. Makes a fella lose all faith in himself. Gives him a... Almost gives him a feeling he wasn't wanted.
Oh, now, look, Junior, that's what divorces are for.
Nonsense. You've got an old-fashioned idea. Divorce is something that lasts forever, till death do us part. Why, divorce doesn't mean anything nowadays, Hildy. Just a few words mumbled over you by a judge. We've got something between us nothing can change.
Well, I suppose you're right in a way, Walt.
Sure, I'm right.
I am fond of you, you know.
And a girl?
I often wish you weren't such a stinker.
Latin, I suppose. You must come up and meet my mother. She'd like
that, I'm afraid. Why on earth did you promise not to fight the divorce and do everything you possibly could to gum up the whole works?
Well, I meant to let you go, Hildy, but you know how it is. You never miss the water till the well runs dry.
Oh, a big, fat lummox like you, hiring an aeroplane to ride. Hildy, don't be hasty. Remember my dimple, Walter. Delayed our divorce 20 minutes while the judge went out to watch it.
Well, I don't want to brag, but I still got the dimple, and in the same place. Look, Hildy, I only acted like any husband who didn't want to see his home broken up.
What home?
What home? Don't you remember the home I promised you?
Sure I do. That was the one we were to have right after the honeymoon. That honeymoon.
Oh, was it my fault? Did I know that coal mine was going to have another cave-in? I intended to be with you on our honeymoon, Hildy. Honest, I did.
All I know is that instead of 2 weeks in Atlantic City with my bridegroom, I spent 2 weeks in a coal mine with John Krupski. You don't deny that, do you, Walter?
Deny it? I'm proud of it. We beat the whole country on that story.
Well, suppose we did. That isn't what I got married for. Oh, what is the good of... Look, now, look, Walter. What I came up here to tell you is that you must stop phoning me a dozen times a day, sending me 20 telegrams.
I write a beautiful telegram, don't I? Everybody says so.
Are you going to listen to what I have to say?
Look, look, what's the use of fighting, Hildy? I'll tell you what you do. You come back to work on the paper. What? If we find we can't get along in a friendly fashion, we'll get married again.